Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning and happy Easter to all of you. Wonderful that you're all here this morning to celebrate Christ's resurrection. This week, obviously, is the most important week for the church the entire year, Holy Week. And yet, of course, you also know that to the world, it's kind of just one more week. The world doesn't really slow down that much, doesn't stop for Holy Week. You know, we had March Madness going on, you know, right in the middle of it, spring break, people on vacations, we have presidential caucuses, primaries, tons of stuff still going on. And then the worst of it, of course, during Holy Week this year, Tuesday morning, the news came from Belgium, another terrorist attack, right? Even terrorists, they don't stop for Holy Week. Hatred and evil, they don't slow down for Holy Week. Over 30 were killed there, almost 200 people wounded, bombs, an airport and a subway. Now, very quickly, those who are running for president, they rush to make statements, as they should, of course. So you had Hillary and Bernie and Donald and Ted, John, they all made statements on Tuesday about, you know, how if they were elected president, they what things they would do about this. You know, all of them promising that somehow they would fix this. But let's be clear. No politician, no government official, no law, no army, no one will be ever able to fully fix this. The only thing that will make any difference for those 31 people who died is one person who's living. One person who died himself and is now risen again. And this attack that we had is just one more reason why this morning is so important. Even if the world doesn't want to slow down and observe it, that's okay. We know just how important this morning is. This is one more occasion in our world to let this truth sink in that Jesus is risen. Friends, Jesus is risen. Death can't win. Death will never, ever win again. It doesn't matter who does the killing. It doesn't matter if it's ISIS or anybody else, death cannot win. Jesus is risen. And this is one more chance to let that truth sink in. The thing about the Easter message is don't think you're going to, it's just like all of a sudden going to come to you and you just get it. Don't think like in this 10 to 15 minute sermon, you're just going to get the whole thing. It doesn't. It has to sink in. You might have to go to church every Easter all of your life. You might have to go to church on Easter two times, as some of you do. You might have to go to church every Sunday. You might have to read your Bible every day because this truth has to sink in. You know, think about on Tuesday when the news, as an example, okay, when the attacks happened in Belgium and the news starts to trickle in, right? What happens when something terrible like that happens? It takes a while to sink in. You know, it's just too hard to believe it at first. So you might be staring at your TV kind of wondering, is this really true? Did this really happen? You know, who could have done this? And maybe you flip to other channels. You want to make sure, you know, are other people talking about it too? And little by little, you know, the bad news, it starts to sink in. You hear from different reporters, different reports. They give us different numbers. The numbers go up. The numbers go down. Different eyewitnesses tell us what they saw, what they heard. Somebody caught something on their phone, and it starts to sink in. The same is true of good news. Okay, the same was true on Easter morning when Jesus rose from the dead. And you see a little bit of it in our gospel reading this morning. The news, it takes time to sink in. See, we're so accustomed to death that we just don't get it at first. It's going to take some time. So first, the women, they go to the tomb. It's still dark. And they see, oh, the stone's rolled away. And, oh, there's angels talking to us. And they're telling us Jesus isn't here. But they're still scared and they run back, tell the other disciples, they don't know what to make of it. And then Peter and John, they run to the tomb. And John gets there first and he looks in, but he's not sure. And then Peter comes and he actually goes in and here's the claws, but, you know, I don't know. What does this mean? They kind of start to remember Jesus' words that he would rise. It's starting to sink in. Then the women come back to the tomb again and Mary actually sees Jesus. And now it's really starting to sink in. And then later in the day, two of the disciples, they're walking on their way to the town of Emmaus, and here Jesus appears with them. They don't recognize him at first, but he's telling them about the scriptures, how this had to happen. He breaks bread with them, It's sinking in. They're starting to understand. They run back to tell the others. Now we're on Sunday night. But you remember Sunday night, where were the disciples? They were locked in the room. They were scared to death. It hadn't sunk in, had it? And so here Jesus appears and they touch his hands, his side. They see the nail marks. They're starting to sink in. But still Thomas, he doesn't believe. So a week later, Jesus has to come again. And Thomas starts to believe. He sticks his fingers in the nail marks. And it just goes on. It went on for 40 days. For 40 days until Jesus ascended into heaven. Little by little, it's starting to sink in. Jesus is alive. He's conquered death. Little by little, their fear. Remember, they're scared of all the horrible things in the world. And it's starting to change. They're starting to have joy. They're starting to have peace. And finally, when Pentecost comes, 50 days after Jesus' resurrection, the Holy Spirit comes. Now it's sunk in. And now on Pentecost, they're ready to shout it from the rooftops of Jerusalem. They are ready to carry the Easter message to the very ends of the earth. Because it's sunk in. Jesus is alive. He's risen. And you and I, our entire life in this world is really an exercise in just trying to let this truth sink in that Jesus is risen. Letting it sink in that there is nothing that Jesus has not taken care of for you. He's taken care of your sin. That's all gone and paid for. He's taken care of death. You have eternal life. Okay? He's taken care of all of our fears. All of it. He's risen. And we let it sink in as we hear his word, as we receive the Lord's Supper. We let it sink in as we pray, as we tell others about it. Now let me tell you why this is so important. There's no doubt for every single one of us here this morning that there are things going on right now in our life where we need this truth to sink in, and it maybe hasn't yet. It could be a lot of different things. For a lot of us, it might be a sin that we are really struggling with, we're really battling with, and we feel like we're never going to be able to overcome this. But Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. That means you are forgiven. That means that sin has already been buried in the grave. It's gone. And that means as we continue to battle with that sin, that actually we've already won. Because that sin will never kill us. Because Jesus is risen and we have eternal life with him. And over time, letting that truth sink in of his victory and his resurrection, you will overcome those sins. Or is there a particular heartache maybe that's going on for you right now? It's just weighing down your soul. Maybe it's regrets you have about something you did. Maybe shame. Maybe you've said something, thought something, neglected something, hurt someone. Let this truth sink in. Jesus is risen. That takes time for it to sink in. That shame and that guilt is not just going to go away immediately, but it will. Because you remember, Jesus took all your sorrow. He took all your shame to the cross. He suffered all of it and died our death, and now he's risen without sin. And so are we, and we've been baptized into his resurrection. Because he lives, we will live. And day by day, that starts to sink into your heart and mind that he's risen. For an example of this, just look at right now how the season is changing and spring is sinking in. It's the very same thing. Spring, you know, sinks in kind of little by little. First, the ugly, dirty snow melts, right? And we're all, thank goodness that's gone. Then the ground starts to thaw out. Then the sun starts to shine a little bit longer, right? The days get longer. The trees and the plants, they start to get buds. The grass starts to turn green. The rains start to come. It kind of washes the earth clean from everything from winter. Little by little, spring sinks into our hearts, and we kind of get giddy, you know? I remember one particular day. This was when my family was living in South Dakota. Now, obviously, you know, in South Dakota, the winter is a little longer. It's not that much worse than it is here, but it's a little longer. It starts a little earlier, ends a little later. So, you know, it's just been one of those where you just, man, you, like we all say, I just can't wait for winter to be over, right? So I remember this one particular day. Why do certain days stick out in your mind? Who knows? But this one does. I was driving from our house over to church, and I get out of the van, and right there was just this quick moment of just pure joy. Because the sun was shining, it was over 40 degrees, you know, there was a smell in the air. You probably can relate to what I'm talking about. It's just this feeling of pure joy that spring was sinking in. And it's even more wonderful when Jesus' resurrection sinks in, sinks into our hearts and minds. That long, cold winter of our sins and of death is done. And he's brought to us the spring of eternal life. It's already beginning now. Now, we won't experience it fully, of course, until we get to the joy of paradise, but we have that joy even now, even amidst the sins that we have, the sorrow that we have, even amidst death and terrorism and shame and all of it. This eternal life is springing, and it's sinking in to our hearts and minds that Jesus is risen, that we're forgiven, that we have eternal life, that Christ is risen. We confess it all the time in our creeds when we say, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. I believe in the resurrection of the body. And I believe in the life everlasting. And that's what has to sink in, right? Let that creed, what you say you believe all the time, let it sink in. We believe in resurrection. We believe in eternal life. And no terrorist is ever going to change that. No death will ever change that. And no sin will ever, ever change that. Christ is risen. Let that Easter joy sink into your life. Sing the hymns this morning and let that music sink into your hearts and minds. Hear God's word of victory as we shout it to each other that Christ is risen. Come and receive Jesus' body and blood this morning. Keep hearing it, singing it, telling it, and receiving it over and over again so that it will sink into your heart that Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.